Hey everyone, welcome to this quick tutorial on using the VMware Player in Windows this time. So this is the same basic procedure, but instead using Player in Windows, not macOS. As always, I'll be putting links to download all this stuff that you'll need. And this one is pretty easy. You just download the application. You have to run it. And then you install it. When you're installing it, make sure to leave the enhanced keyboard driver off, so unchecked, because if you check it, it will... Well, my experience has been it breaks your keyboard if you at some point wish to uninstall the product. Hopefully that's been fixed. I don't know. I don't use it, so just I would recommend that you not use it. So, excuse me, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to open up Player.
Folder view list, VMware Workstation 16 Player 6 of 6.
And I'm using a different computer because I already have it on another one and I didn't want to reconfigure it and do stuff like that. So I'm going to open this. And
VMware Workstation 16 Player, non-commercial use only, list, home 1 of 1.
Right, so this is the free version, and when you open it for the first time, you'll have to choose the option to use it. I think it says something like use Workstation Player or free. You check that, and then you hit a button to continue, and after that, you're good to go. Now that this is open, we can begin making a VM. So let's just say, as an example, in this case, I want to make a Windows 11 virtual machine. So this particular computer that I'm on is running Windows 10. Yeah, I have a bunch of computers. So let's just say that I want to make a VM that runs Windows 11. So I'm going to hit Control N.
New virtual machine wizard dialog. Dialog install from. I will install the operating system later. Radio button checked Alt plus S.
Right. Also, you'll have to excuse the popping sounds. That's my mixer. It turns the audio device off after a few seconds if there is no sound. Let me go. So I'm going to up arrow.
Installer disk image file. ISO radio button checked Alt plus M.
And I'm going to tab.
Combo box collapsed. Edit blank.
And then tab to browse.
Browse. Pressed. Browse for ISO image. Items. Today grouping. Tree view. This PC collapsed 2 of 3 level 1.
All right. I'm going to shift tab to the tree view. Choose downloads.
Desktop. Downloads.
Hit enter.
Items view list. Today group selected. Win 11 today, Win 11 English x64 v1.iso 1 of 1.
So here's an ISO that I downloaded from Microsoft.
New virtual machine with help button. Dialog install from. Combo box browse. Help. Next greater button Alt plus N.
I'm going to tab to next to enter.
Unavailable. Dialog. Guest operating system grouping. Microsoft Windows radio button checked Alt plus W.
So I want Windows.
Version grouping. Version combo box Windows 10 and later x64 collapsed Alt plus V.
This is the option I want. 10 and later x64.
Help. Lesp. Next. Unavailable. Dialog. Virtual machine name. Edit Alt plus V. Selected Windows 10 and later x64.
All right. I'm just going to call this Win11.
Selection removed. W.
Why doesn't my keyboard echo work?
Speak typed characters off. Speak typed characters on.
Win11.
Location. Edit Alt plus L. Selected C. Users owner documents virtual machines Win11.
Right, so all your virtual machines are stored in your documents folder in a folder in there.
Browse. Less back. Next greater button Alt plus N.
I could change it if I wanted to. I don't. I'm just going to hit next.
Pressed. Unavailable. Property page. The virtual machine's hard disk is stored as one or more files on the host computer's physical disk. These files, S, start small and become larger as you add applications, files, and data to your virtual machine. Splitting the disk makes it easier to move the virtual machine to another computer but may reduce performance with very large disks. Maximum disk size, GB edit Alt plus S selected 60.0.
Alright. I'm going to give this 128 gigs of storage. I'm going to shift tab.
Cancel button. Property page.
Oops, let's tab actually twice.
Split virtual disk into multiple files. Radio button checked. Alt plus M.
I'm going to down arrow.
Store virtual disk as a single file. Radio button checked. Alt plus O.
That's fine.
Help. Less back. Next. Unavailable. Dialog. The virtual machine will be created with the following settings. List.
Now, it's going to create the VM with the following settings. If I want to, I can customize it, but let's go through this real quick.
Name, Win11.1.9. Location, C, users owner, version, workstation 16.2.x3.9. Operating system, Windows 10. List item, hard disk, 128 GB. Memory, 2048 MB, 7/9.
Actually, I do want to change the RAM.
Network adapter, NAT 8/9. Other devices, 2 CPU cores, CD/DVD, USB controller, printer, sound card 9/9.
Now,
customize hardware. Pressed. Hardware.
I do want to choose customize hardware, and in here I'm going to down arrow.
Processors. New CD slot. Processors.
Or actually, I'm going to go up.
Memory. Summary. 2 GB. Property. MB sliders. Memory for this virtual machine. Edit Alt plus M selected 2048.
All right. If you tab from the list, you can get to the box to type in memory. I'm going to type in.
Selection removed.
I'm going to give it. Let's see.
4096.
That's the RAM that I want to give it. This computer has 8 gigs of RAM. I'm giving it half of the RAM because to run modern Windows, you need to have at least 4 gigs of RAM. So there's that.
List. Memory.
Now, there's a bunch of things in here that I could add or modify. Let's do one more thing here real quick.
Help button. Close button. Property, close button.
Actually, I'll just hit close.
New virtual, less back button, finish button. Press.
I'll hit finish.
VMware Workstation 16 player, non-commercial use only. List, Win 11 2 of 2.
So there's my virtual machine. It's set up to, and it should be, well, it's almost good to go. The problem with player on Windows is there is no way to add a TPM in the graphical interface. I don't know why. I'm not really a fan of Player for Windows because there are lots of features that it lacks. I would much prefer that Hyper-V was made accessible, but the problem with Hyper-V is it doesn't support sound on the host side, so it's essentially, you can create VMs all you want, and they can run, but you can't hear the audio on your computer, which is a big downside. So I really hope that Microsoft fixes that. And those of you that care as much about this as me should send Microsoft some feedback, because I think the more people that they hear from, the more likely it is that this will be a priority. But anyway, to add a TPM, you have to go into the file for the VM and add a line manually. If you're using Workstation Pro, which is the paid version of this, it has the options in the GUI. I don't know why, but this is just what you have to do. You technically don't need a TPM for use inside of Windows 11, but if you have it, it makes the installation process easier, because if you can't do that, then you have to hack the installer, and that takes longer. So I'm going to close out of here.
Desktop list, Audacity.
There's my Audacity Run. Window. And if I go to my documents folder,
D-O-C-U-E-T, desktop documents window,
and I go
selected
in here,
items view list, Win 11 not selected, 1 of 1, space,
and items in here, the file I'm looking for, if I hit end,
win11.vmxf 4 of 4,
not that,
win11.vmx 3 of 4, type, VMware virtual machine configuration size,
that's the file I want, so I'm going to open the context menu,
open with, share with, scan, share, open with, give access, open with, H.
I'm going to go to open with.
Win 11, how do you want to open this file?
And then in here, I hit tab.
List. Look for an
app. And down arrow.
List. VMware. More apps link selected.
I'm going to down arrow to this option and hit enter.
Look for an app in the Microsoft Store.
To show more options.
List. Internet Explorer.
And then I'll down arrow to Notepad.
Notepad.
And then I'll hit tab.
Always use this app to open .vmx files checkbox not checked. OK button.
I don't want to check that.
Win11.vmx notepad.
So this is the configuration for the virtual machine.
Blank.
I'm going to go to the bottom of the file with control end. And then what you need to do is paste a line in here that tells it to add a virtual TPM. I'm going to pause the recording and look that up because I don't have it off the top of my head.
Win Audacity.
I'll be right back. All right, I've got the line that I need to add.
Win11.vmx nope. Win blank blank.
So I'm at the bottom blank of the file. I'm going to paste this in here.
Managed.auto add VTPM equals software.
All right, that's the line that you need. I will include this in the description of this video. So I'm going to save the file. You know what? I'll spell it out just for those of you that might be curious.
managedvm.autoadddvtpm space equals space quote software quote.
That's the line that you need to add to the bottom of your file. Now I'm going to close this.
Audacity. Track view table. Win11.
Close the folder. And let's start the virtual machine.
Folder view list. VMware.
And you'll have to excuse my chair.
VMware works.
It's making a bit of noise.
Win11 2 of 2.
All right, so I'm going to choose this.
VMware workstation 16 player. Non home. Win11 2 of 2.
I'm going to choose this in the list and tab power.
Virtual play virtual machine button alt plus L.
Or play.
Space. Pressed. Unavailable. Pane.
Now, at this point, the virtual machine has started. The problem is, it's a little glitchy in terms of trying to get it to boot to the Windows installer. I think this is because of the way that VMware emulates the firmware. So if I run OCR on this window with NVDA R.
Recognizing. Result document.
And then I down now.
EFI need you work. EF timeout. Pain.
All right, so that's some kind of timeout thing. To direct input to your virtual machine, you hit Control G. And what I'm going to try to do here is just hold down Enter and see if I can make it boot. So I'm just continuing to hold down Enter here. If I want to go back to my host computer, you hold down Control and Alt.
Like Win that. 11 VMware.
You just have to tap those. And
recognize player. Click in the vert to send Windows 10 and later insert the installer disk and disk start. Win 11.
All right. Let's try tapping Enter.
Win 11 VMware. Recognizing player. Click in the to send wind insert Win 11. Pain.
All right, let's just hold down Enter again. So I'm using OCR to tell me what's happening on the screen.
Win 11 VMware recognizing player. Click in to send CU Win language to install. IG2 Windows English United States.
All right, that tells me I'm at the setup window.
Pain.
So Control G to get into the virtual machine, and then I will hold down Control Windows and hit Enter.
Starting narrator. Narrator dialog. Okay.
I'll hit the spacebar to get to close this dialog.
Windows setup window. Install Windows. Language to install. English. United States.
And here we are. And so I'm going to tab to next.
Keep next. Install now.
Enter.
Install Windows window.
So hopefully it should be happy and pass all of its checks because I've given it
Windows
all the hardware.
Windows setup window, product key edit control.
All right, I don't have a key, so I'm going to tab to
on screen privacy statement. I don't have a product key button. Alt plus I
and hit enter.
Select the operating system you want to install. Enter table. Select the operating system you want to install. 11 by 3.
And this lets you choose the version of Windows 11 that you want. I'm going to hit end.
Windows 11 Pro and for workstations. Windows 11 Pro for workstations.
And I'm going to up arrow until I hear
Windows 11 Pro Education and Windows 11 Pro Education, Windows 11 Pro N, Windows 11 Pro, 6 of 11.
I'm going to install Pro.
Exit table, next.
Tab to next, enter. And
I accept the Microsoft software license terms. If an organization is licensing it, I am authorized.
Okay, blah, blah, blah. I'm going to hit the space bar.
Space. Check.
Check the box.
Next.
Tab to next. Hit enter.
Upgrade. Install Windows and keep files, settings, and applications. The files, settings, and applications are moved to Windows with this option. This option is only available when a supported version of Windows is already running on the computer. Button. Alt plus U.
All right, so I'm going to down arrow.
Custom. Install Windows only. Advanced. The files, settings, and applications aren't moved to Windows with this option. If you want to make changes to partitions and drives, start the computer using the installation disk. We recommend backing up your files before you continue. Button. Alt plus C.
Right, so in this case, I want to do a custom install because as far as this is concerned, I'm installing it onto a brand new computer, or at least a computer that has a blank hard drive. So if I hit enter.
List view control. Enter table list view control. 1x5. Drive 0 unallocated space total size 128.0 GB free space 128.0 GB. 1 of 1. Selected.
And there's a blank drive here. I'm going to tab to next.
New, load. Next.
And
button.
Hit enter.
Windows setup window. Copying Windows files. 0%. Getting files ready
and,
for installation. 0%.
Ugh, excuse me. So now Windows is installing in the background. I can hit Control Alt.
Win 11 VMware Workstation 16 Player.
To get back to my main computer.
Audacity. Track view table.
And what I will do to save you from having to wait is I will pause the recording until it gets to the screen where you set up Windows. I'll go through that process. And then finally, I'll show you how to install VMware tools.
16%.
Now, as you can tell, this is going pretty fast. This computer has an NVMe drive in it, so it should go pretty darn fast. If you don't, though, or you have a platter drive, it won't be as fast. But anyway, I will be back as soon as this is done. All right, I'm back. I just heard the Windows boot sound, which tells me that it's ready for setup. So I'm going to Alt-Tab.
Win 11 VMware Workstation 16 Player. Win 11.
And Control-G.
Pane.
And now I'm going to start Narrator.
Starting Narrator dialog. Okay.
I'm going to hit the space bar on this dialog box from Narrator. Oh, excuse me.
Microsoft account window. Windows setup.
Right, so
country or region selection, United States.
I've been through this so many times, I know how to do this, so it's asking for my country.
Yes.
Tab to yes, enter.
Yes, Windows setup. Just a moment. At level 2. Just a moment. At level 2.
And if I tab. Oh, it might be lagging just a little bit. Let's try caps lock left and right arrow.
Command not available.
Hang on a second.
Audacity.
Okay, sorry, I had to pause the recording and sneeze.
Win 11, pain.
Alright. Let's see, what are we doing here? Okay, sometimes it gets stuck like this. Let me.
Yes, but.
Oop. Okay, so if I shift tab.
Keyboard selection, US. Yes.
All right, that's what I want. I want the keyboard for US.
Yes. Skip adding a second keyboard layout button.
I'm going to skip this, so enter.
Skip Windows setup. Just a moment. At level 2. Just a moment. At level 2. Checking for updates. At level 2. Checking for updates.
This is something that Windows does. I'll just let it
making
do its
sure
thing.
You have the latest. At level 2.
Now, I am not going to set this up
good
using...
things coming your way. At level 2.
So it's just doing stuff right
your
now.
Your PC will restart before you continue. At level 2.
Alright, it's going to restart itself. That's fine. Ugh, I'm so sorry, you guys. My nose is My nose is driving me crazy. So it's going to reboot itself. You'll hear the boot chime here in just a second.
Number lock off.
That's my virtual machine, or that's the host doing stuff. Not sure why it does that. Should come back up here in just a second. This thing installed in about 6 minutes. It was crazy fast. Crazy fast. Alright, so what does sometimes happen is it won't play sounds and you won't get narrator. So I find if you turn narrator on and off again.
Exiting narrator.
Okay, that turned it off.
Start narrator dialogue. Okay, Microsoft account window. Windows setup. Just a moment. At level 2.
And
name your device.
I tab.
Edit.
He wants me to name it.
Skip.
I'm gonna skip that.
Skip Windows setup. Just a moment. At level 2. Just a moment. At level 2. How would you like to set up this device? Set up for personal use. 1 of 2.
Now, because I've installed Pro, I can set it up for personal use, or I can down arrow.
Set up for work or school. 2 of 2.
I'm going to do personal.
Set up.
So I'm going to hit enter.
Set up for person. Next.
Tab next. Enter.
Next. Windows setup. Just a moment. At left. Get more when you sign in. Enter your email, phone, or Skype. Email. Sign in. Required.
And this is Microsoft trying to force everyone to sign in with a Microsoft account. I'm not a fan of this. There is a way to bypass this as of now in the Pro version. That is going away, but of course there are always workarounds to bypass this stuff. But in this case, I'm going to tab.
Link. Create a Microsoft account. Link. Sign in with a security key. Learn more about signing in with a security key. Link. Sign in options.
I'm going to hit enter here.
Sign in options. Sign in with a security key. Choose
tab.
Learn more about offline account.
I'm going to choose offline account.
Windows setup. Just a moment. Pane.
If I shift tab or tab.
Skip for now. Button.
Microsoft is asking me if I really want to do this because Microsoft account's better. Blah, 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 blah. I don't care. I'm going to hit skip for now.
Windows setup. Enter your name. Edit. Name.
And this is the process to create a standard account that's local. I'm just going to type in owner.
O-W-N-E-R. Link. Even better. Use an online account.
How about no?
Next.
Hit next.
Next. Enter a password.
I don't want a password. I'll just tab to next.
Link. Next. Next. Windows setup. Just a moment. At level 2. Just a moment. At level 2. Windows setup. Just a moment. Choose privacy settings for your device. Next. Tab through all privacy settings to continue.
So you have to tab through all these settings.
Accessible. Volume. Windows setup. Back. Choose privacy settings for your device. Get location-based experiences like directions and weather. Let Windows and apps request your location and allow Microsoft to use your location data to improve location services. Checkbox checked.
So this is a bunch of checkboxes that you can go through. Typically, I uncheck all these because I don't want all this crap being sent. In this case, I really don't care because I'm not going to use this virtual machine. I'm just going to tab through here.
Turn on. Send in. Send optional inking and let micro apps can you learn more. Accept all privacy settings. Button.
And this is the button that you choose after you're done making your choices. Now, it's my understanding that there's a bug right now where if you don't have a monitor hooked up, this button can't be clicked on. Hopefully that will be fixed. But I'm just going to hit enter.
Windows setup. Just a moment. At level 2. Just a moment. At level 2.
And at this point.
Surf game. Pane. Button. Checking for updates at level 2.
Okay.
Windows update promotion.
It's doing something. And
Windows. Getting your PC ready. This might take a few minutes. Don't turn off your PC.
Excellent. So at this point, it is getting itself ready. This might, as it said, it might take a minute or two. Typically, if you have an NVMe drive or some sort of SSD, it goes pretty fast. And at some point here, I should be taken to the desktop.
Getting your PC ready.
Now,
this might take a few minutes.
I'm going to pause the recording.
Don't turn off your PC.
And come back once it's done. Alright, I'm back. I think it's ready at this point.
Win 11, pane.
So I'm going to hit. I'm going to go into the virtual machine and hit the Windows key. And let's try tabbing.
Pick task switching window. Narrator dialog. Okay.
Yep.
Space.
Here we are.
Narrator window. Scan. Narrator heading level 1. Welcome to Narrator.
And that is the window that pops up for Narrator. I'm going to hit escape. Actually, I guess you just...
Quick...
You shift tab to...
Minimize.
Here, hit enter. Or the space
task bar.
Here we go.
Recycle bin. 1 of 2.
So, welcome to a fresh install of Windows. At this point, you could do pretty much all the things that you'd want to. It's just like a regular computer, except it's running... Except it's running on top of your computer. Now, the last thing I'm going to show you...
Win11V...
is how to install VMware Tools, which will let you do all kinds of things like... copy and paste things in between your host and your guests and... a bunch of things like that. If I hit Alt-M in the player window... Whoops. Try Alt-V.
Start Win11...
Well, I thought... Let's just hit Alt.
Toolbar. Player Alt plus P.
Oh, it's Alt P.
Context menu.
If I hit down arrow.
File submenu F. Power submenu P. Removable devices submenu R.
This is very similar to the demonstration I did in Mac OS. You can connect different things to your virtual machines. You can power them off. You can... reboot them. There's all kinds of stuff. In this case, I'm going to go down to...
Send control plus manage sub full screen unity help sub exit X.
I think it's under manage.
Help, full screen manage install VMware tools.
And I'm going to choose this.
Win 11 VMware workstation 16 player. Non-commercial use only.
I'm going to hit control G.
Pain.
And what it should do, it will either...
New notification from autoplay. DVD drive. D. VMware tools. Select to choose what happens with this disk. Window.
So in Windows, it has mounted the installer as a DVD drive. So I'm going to go to this PC.
E.
With Windows
File
E.
Explorer.
Shift tab to the navigation pane.
Navigation.
Hit T.
T. This PC.
Enter. And tab.
Folders. Downloads.
Down arrow.
Pictures. Device. Local.
I'm going to right arrow.
DVD drive. D. VMware tools.
I'm going to hit enter.
User account.
And hit Alt Y.
This PC win VMware product install pane. Pane. This PC window.
And it's
this PC window.
Let's see. Let's Alt Tab.
VMware tool pane. VMware tools setup window. Cancel. Next.
Tab to next. Hit enter.
VMware tools setup window. Typical. Radio button. Selected.
It's asking what installation method I want to use. I'll just go typical, hit next.
Back, next. VMware tools setup window. Install, button.
Hit enter on install.
This piece, VMware tools setup window. Cancel, button. Wigswe underscore BMP underscore banner. Image, back, button.
I'll silence the speech. So it's installing the software that it needs. And if we just wait... it should conclude that very shortly. And then I'll have to reboot the VM. Yep. It's doing stuff. So just, you just gotta wait here. Obviously, the next thing to do after you've done this.
VMware tools setup window. Finish.
Yep, hit finish.
VMware tools setup window. Yes.
It asks me if I want to reboot. I'll choose yes.
Desktop list.
That was my phone, I think, going off. Sorry about that. So at this point, it is rebooting. The next thing that you'd want to do, obviously, after this was installed, would be to go to settings and check for Windows updates.
Number lock off.
There we go. It's toggling numlock for some reason. I'm not sure why it does that. But it should come back up very, very soon. Hopefully. But yeah, so that's basically how you set it up. That's how you install VMware Tools. What you choose to do with it after that is completely up to you. Actually, it might already be done. Let's try running Narrator. There it goes. I heard the sound.
Exiting Narrator. Desktop. Narrator dialog. Space. Desktop list. Recycle bin. 1 of 2.
There we go.
Non-selected.
I'm going to turn this off.
Pop-up.
So, let's go to desktop.
Recycle.
Alt F4.
Shut down. Sleep. Shut down.
Arrow to shut down.
Desktop.
Hit enter. It shuts down, and there you go. Now, because
Win11 VMware workstation removable devices dialog, each device can be connected either to the host or to one virtual machine at a time.
Okay, this is a window that comes up telling you about devices that you can connect.
The following devices can be connected to this virtual machine using the status bar or choosing VM greater removable devices.
I'm gonna
do not show.
Check the box to not show me.
Checked. Okay button.
Hit okay.
Pressed. Audacity.
And here we are back in Audacity. It's been closed. The VM is off. And we're good to go. So that's basically how you use it. Now, if you wanted to make backups of your VM, you would have to back up the folder in your documents folder. Player on Windows does not support the creation of snapshots. So just be aware of that. So if you want to make changes and you're not sure what will happen, you should make a backup of your virtual machine files. But, oh, damn. Sorry about that. That was someone outside. But yeah, so that's going to do it for me. Hopefully you guys have found this informative, and you guys take care.